Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Yes. I got put in for a caretaker.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to get filled out for it. I was going to have my mom be my caretaker. And my doctor, she got it put in, so I'm trying to get it going.
Okay, you want to get it started, or you need to get on to services so we could start it all over again?
Yes, I need to get on service, yes. I got, like, my doctor had to put it in.
I know, they're making it real difficult now to get on to services.
Yeah, man, I didn't know that. Man, I got that put in. I talked to her this morning. She said that it is in and everything. I just need to find me a caretaker first.
All right, well, let's get you some help. What's your first and last name, sir?
L-U. Lumumba.
How do you pronounce that?
Lumumba. Lumumba.
So that's Lumumba. Lumumba.
Yes.
I like that.
Last name is,
and how do you spell your last name, sir?
Lloyd. L-L-O-Y-D.
And your date of birth, sir?
3/12/71.
And your home address?
4364 Swine Avenue.
You said Swine? You said Swine Avenue?
Swine. Yes. S-W-A-N.
Swan Avenue. Okay. St. Louis, Missouri. Swan, zip code.
My zip code 63110.
And your Missouri Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN, 8 digits off of your Mohawk Net card.
Yes, here, I can give it to you. Do you need it off my card?
Yes, I need the 8 digits.
Okay, the 8 digits. Dang, off my card.
Take your time, sir. That. Take your time.
It's a DCN?
Yep, the DCN number.
DCN number. 00009. 10 5 5 6.
It should be 8 digits long. How many zeros in front of the 9?
3. 2 zeros in front of the 9.
So it's
10 5 5 6.
All right, sir. Let me try to find you. Okay, 1 second. So I got 00910 5 5 6. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to find you. Let me just find you. Let's check to see if everything is good in the system, and then we'll put in this request right now for you and get you some help.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so I see here that the Medicaid is active and all your information is correct. So what we need to do right now is call the state and let them know that you are ready to receive services so they can come out and do your assessment. Have they done an assessment on you yet?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to prep you for the call. I'm going to prep you. I need you to write some stuff down. Okay. Let me know when you're ready. Also, what's your mom's first and last name? She's going to be the caregiver, right, to
Betty,
get paid?
Betty. Yes, ma'am.
B-E-T-T-Y.
These holidays, I said we're trying to get it done as soon as possible because I do need help bad.
Yeah. We're gonna try to get this expedited for you because we're going to put in the request today, all right? So Betty's last name is?
Okay. B-E-T-T-I-E King, K-I-N-G.
And what's a good number to reach her so we could send her her hiring application?
314-583-2333. That's my mom number.
So 314-583-2333. Okay. All right. Now I need you to write stuff down, preferably in a notebook or a notepad, somewhere where you could reference back to this material. Let me know when you're ready. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so first and foremost, we're going to call seniors and disabilities. These are the only people that could approve your home care, okay? They're the ones that we knock on their doors and we tell them, hey, Lumumba is a real-life person with real-life needs. He needs an assessment. What they're going to do is they're going to ask you a series of questions. They're going to create what's called a profile. That profile is going to get submitted to a worker. The worker then has 10 to 15 business days, not including weekends and holidays, to give you a call back to schedule an in-home assessment. That is when they come into the home and, you know, they help you create a care plan based on your needs and your disabilities. That is when they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get, okay? So we're going to initiate all of that today, all right? All right, so I'm going to prep you for the questions, okay? So they're going to, once I'm going to transfer this call, once I transfer it, they're going to ask you to confirm the Medicaid ID number. I'm going to prompt it into the system, but you have to confirm it with the worker along with any other information that they ask. They're going to ask for your date of birth. They're going to ask for your marital status. They're going to ask to confirm your address. Your address has to match what you have on file for Medicaid. And the address that you have on file for Medicaid is the 5362 Swan Avenue. So you're good. Is it
4364.
Right, because here in the system, they have a 4362. So have them correct that, okay?
It was a two-family flat. It's 4364, and it's 4362 next door. It's just it's a whole house.
I know, but when we call, I want you to confirm your address. Tell them to change the two to a four so you could get your mail. Because if not, they're gonna send you mail to your neighbor's house.
Well, it's one mailbox in the house. It's just one mailbox. All the mail go to the same.
All right. So just keep that in mind, okay? They also have, let me see the number that they have on file for you, 314-873-6192. That's accurate, okay? They're also going to ask you, what do you need help with? You're going to tell them that you're calling because you are in need of the CDS program. Write that acronym down. It's short for Consumer Direct Support. Yes, sir. That's the program that allows you to hire Betty.
Okay, CVS, okay.
Yep, they're going to ask you if you have a provider or agency picked out. Provider is just another word for agency. You're going to tell them yes, and you're going to give them my information, which is Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe Home
is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is
314-501-2508.
That's 314-501-2508.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to let them know. You're going to, good morning. My name is LaMamba Lloyd. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I'm in need of the CDS program. You stop and wait for the worker to ask you any questions, okay?
Right. Okay.
Only answer questions you ask, okay?
Right.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you all the questions they're going to ask you. They're going to ask you, what are your disabilities? Disabilities, Mr. Lloyd, are things you've been clinically, medically diagnosed with. So, for example, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, things of that nature. Only list things you've been clinically diagnosed with. If you miss anything, it's okay, because when they come into the home to do your assessment, you can always add it on later on, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Then they're going to ask you, what do you need help around your house with? So what do you need help around your house? Yep.
Cleaning up, helping taking the trash out because my knee give out sometimes. I done feel like twice and have my whole
Tell them you're a risk-full patient.
A risk-full patient, okay.
Yeah, because you can't maintain stability. You fall frequently.
I got crawled up.
So you see the language that we're using. We're gonna stretch your disabilities, okay? So you are fall risk patient. You can't maintain stability on your legs. So you need assistance with helping with personal care, showering, grooming, medication, helping you set up your clothes, grooming, trash, linen, laundry, all of that. Tell them I need help with everything. Okay. All right?
Everything. Yes, ma'am. All right. I'm trying. Yes.
Now, they're going to ask if you want a visiting nurse to come out and check your vitals and sort your medications. If you don't need that service, you could just tell them not at this time, because your mom can get paid to help you, sort your little medications in a pill box or remind you to take your pills, okay?
You can do that. Okay.
Yep. Okay. They're going to ask if you want to engage in a social daycare or activity center. Is up to you. If you tell them yes, then just keep in mind that the days that you go to the center, your mom can't get paid to take care of you that day because all your needs are being met. at the social daycare. So if it's something that you don't need, not at this time, okay?
No, okay.
They're going to ask you if you want the Meals on Wheels program. It's hot delivered meals to your home. Lots of seniors do benefit from the program. But if you don't need it, not at this time, okay? Because then they won't pay your mom to do the dishes, prep and cook your meals, and take you grocery shopping because they're delivering hot disposable meals. All right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And these are all services that you can always add on later. You could call me, Jasmine, you know what? My mom just doesn't want to cook no more. We're going to add the Meals on Wheels, and I'll add the meals. We'll call and add it, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, sir. They're going to ask if there's any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, any dangerous weapons, gang-related activities, any, you know, infested, you know, anything dangerous in your home or outside of your home. No. No to all of that. All right?
No. Yes.
All right, yes. Mr. Lloyd, do you have any questions for me?
No. Where are you located at?
I'm in New York.
Oh, you're in New York. Oh,
you
okay.
Can't tell? I know you could tell.
I can kind of tell your voice. You do kind of sound good. That's why I had asked you.
I know. Everybody tells me that. They tell me, you don't sound like you from Missouri. I'm like, no, I'm a force to be reckoned with.
I'm trying to get the much, and I'm trying to get the much as I can get, because we need all of them. Boy, they done got us out here, man. They're ripping us off.
And you already know that nobody is going to prep you like I just prepped you. Nobody.
Right. They don't, and I'm so grateful that I called you.
God is great. God is great, Lloyd. That's all I can say. All right? Listen, I'm going to place you in a brief hold. It may take me several attempts to patch us through. I'm going to prompt the Medicaid ID into the system, but you have to confirm it along with any other information that they ask, okay?
Okay.
Don't go into storytelling with the state, because that's how we trip ourselves up, all right? Just answer the questions you're asked.
That's what
simple.
Right.
What is the Medicaid ID, the DCN number?
Yeah, that's the DCN.
Yeah, the DCN number is the one she gave me, the 009-10556, all right?
Okay.
All right. Please give me, please hold, okay, while I get you a state specialist on the line. Please hold.
All right. Well, we try to get this going now.
We're doing this now. One
right,
second, please
right
hold.
Right now. Yeah, we're trying to get this going now. Right.
Yeah, Miss Betty needs to get paid. All right, please hold.
Yes.
You're next.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number.
Home and Community-Based Services, this is Liz. Are you calling regarding services for yourself or another person?
Yes, me, myself.
Okay, and your name?
Lumumba, L-U-M-U-M-B-A. Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D.
And your telephone number?
314-873-6192.
And your birthday?
3/12/71.
And do you have your Medicaid number or DCN?
Yes. 09-10-556.
Okay, let me repeat that number back to you. 009-10-552.
556.
Okay, let's try that.
Go ahead. Hello.
Yes, sir.
No, okay.
I'm looking at your case. So the type of Medicaid you have allows for the consumer-directed service, and that is where you, the consumer, would recruit somebody that you're familiar with, so a friend or a family member to be your caregiver.
Yes,
that caregiver
yes,
would then be hired through one of the contracted agencies.
Yes, my mom. It's going to be my mom.
Okay. All right. And what is your address?
4362 Swan Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63110.
Okay. And that's your mailing address also?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And is your primary language English or another language?
English.
Okay. And are you in St. Louis City or county?
St. Louis City.
Your marital status, is that never married, married,
single,
widowed, or divorced?
Single. Single.
And do you live with anyone or alone?
Alone.
And do you have any special communication needs, anything to help you see, hear, read, write, or speak?
No.
Okay. Let me read to you a description of our program so you know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Home and community-based services is a program designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environments as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Participants must meet the nursing home level of care criteria in order to qualify for services within their home. This means that your needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered
mm-hmm.
for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment. This assessment
mm-hmm.
will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions
okay.
about what I've explained?
No.
Okay. Now, regarding that visit from the assessor, I have some safety questions. Do you live in a dangerous neighborhood or know of any illegal drug activity?
No. No.
Okay. And the home is structurally safe and accessible?
Yes.
Any contagious diseases or pest infestation?
No.
And any vicious animals or weapons in the home?
No.
Any history of violent behavior?
No.
Do you have a legal guardian?
No. Just my mom.
Okay.
Myself is my legal guardian.
And do you have an agency in mind that you would like to work with?
Yes. It's called Deluxe Home Care. And their phone number, the agent number is 314. What? 501-2508.
All right. And the type of assistance that you're interested in?
Fall risk for patient.
Okay.
I'm assisting with everything, with grooming, taking a shower, washing the dishes, cleaning the house and everything. And I'm a fall risk in medication, and I'm a fall risk patient. My knee gives out, I fall all the time.
And do you use a cane, wheelchair, or walker to get around?
I use a cane a lot to move around. I try to stay still a lot because it really hurt, and I fall a lot, so I try to stay sitting.
Okay, and do you need help with mail and paperwork?
No, I can have my mom help me with that.
And running errands and shopping.
Yes, I have my mom help me with that also.
And do you need a nurse to come once a week to set up medication?
No, ma'am. I can have my mom do my medication for me and my laundry and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do all that for me.
And what are your primary medical conditions?
I have arthritis real bad. I have to get cortisone shots, and it swells up real bad. And I have a bone that moves around in my knee, and bone in my knee, some bone on bone, and a piece of the bone and broke off, and it moves around in my knee. And sometimes I can't even bend it a lot of times. And then I had an accident. I had a fractured ankle and an accident too, and that's on the same leg. So that's why I really have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, my hand. I have a little, my muscle fell in my right hand also, so I have problems using my hand. It was like grabbing stuff tight because the muscle fell in it. And my vision, I need glasses, too. I need to set up a doctor's appointment, give me some new glasses, too, because it's getting worse.
All right. And have you or anyone in your immediate family ever been in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No.
All right, that referral has been submitted. It'll be assigned to an assessor in your area. They will call you within the next 15 business days, typically, to set up an appointment to come out to do the assessment at your home.
Uh-huh. So if I don't hear from anybody, is it any number that I can call back?
You can call this number back. Do you have it?
I'll call you. I know. What is this number? What is it?
Our number is 866-835-3535. 3505.
3505.
Yes.
And what's the name of it? What's the name put on there? What's your name?
My name is Liz, but anyone can look at the notes and see where you are in the process.
Right. Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am. Is that it? Hello? Hello?
Okay, Mr. Lloyd, it's Jasmine. So you did really well,
yes.
Okay? The request is in. So now we sit and we wait, all right? So clear out your voice messages, because when they call, they're only going to call once and leave one message. If you don't answer in a timely manner, they will close out the request and our clock starts all over again, okay? They can call from
all
any
right.
part of the state. So within 10 days from today, you're going to answer every call that comes in through that phone, even if you think it's spam likely, okay?
Yeah, all right.
That's
okay.
when they're going to call to schedule that in-home assessment. In the meantime, I've already submitted the referral, and Ms. Tahila or Ms. Becky is going to get a hold of your mom to get her on her hiring journey, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right,
so much.
Sir. Absolutely. Welcome to Deluxe Home Care. You call me if you need me.
Okay, I will.
All right, sir. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.